All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Jonathan Barshop and Eric Jacobson with us. They are the co-founders of Be My Guest. So welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Tyler.
Of course. Grateful to have you both on. This is a fun dynamic. First one I got for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Yeah, I can take that one. So I would say the best story actually that has an underlying valuable message for me actually relates to right before we launched Be My Guest. I was kind of pitching my way into deals with podcasters, and I was able to send a cold tweet to Tim Ferriss after having done about 20 to 30 hours worth of work and putting together something for him that I thought would really be beneficial and that he would love. And I sent him the tweet, didn't know what would happen at all. And he checked it out, loved it. And we started DMing. And over the course of a period of a few months, that actually turned into a deal that I was able to work on with him and his team for about a year. And what that really taught me, and I actually did that, replicated that with a few other podcasters. It's really how I got my start in podcasting. What that taught me though was the value of free work. Like, don't have too much of an ego to where you believe, you know, as you're just getting started in industry or just getting started with your career, don't have so much of an ego that you are unwilling to do free work, because that's the best way to like prove what you can bring to the table. And that's really what I learned from it. Even though like the downside was I would have lost a ton of time, it really wasn't that much to lose. So that was like an incredible experience actually. And I still use those strategies today, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I couldn't agree more. And I always tell people too, on like kind of the other side, when you're starting a business, like just doing it for some people for free at first, to like just build testimonials and then, and obviously prove the concept, is a great way to just like even start a business by just helping people for free.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And get those case studies and everything like that.
Yeah. So my next one for you is, what's the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise in industry? And also, if you could tell us a little bit about like what Be My Guest is
as well. Yeah, absolutely. So Be My Guest is a podcast PR and production agency. So what we do is we help entrepreneurs and founders and CEOs get interviewed on podcasts that reach their kind of core demo, their target market, and set up a tour for them. Think of it like a book tour, but this is specifically a podcast tour. And on the other side of the table, we also produce podcasts from scratch and help brands create them to kind of build up an audience of people that, you know, ends up knowing, liking, trusting them and seeks them out for resources and ultimately hopefully does business with them. So that's really what the business does. And, you know, something that is a valuable piece of info, like just in terms of the industry and what our thesis is overall with this, is that podcasting is just getting started. And I know this sounds weird because it's been around since like the mid 2000s, the early 2000s, but really we are, especially over the last year, we're hitting a point, an inflection point where it's almost going to become mandatory if you want to be competitive to have some sort of podcast strategy. There's 35 million YouTube channels that exist right now. There's only 670,000 podcasts. So, and at the same time, podcasting is growing, you know, by leaps and bounds every single year. Radio is declining over that same time. And so what ultimately I see happening over the next 5-10 years is podcasting is going to be equivalent or if not overtake radio and be just as valuable of a marketing channel as YouTube. Obviously, the key difference is there being video versus audio, and both of those being beneficial in their own right, but being somewhat different strategies. So that's kind of how we look at that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think audio is really taken off too, just because of how busy everyone is. So it's like you can do audio while you do other things. And that's the kind of the thing with video that you can't really do.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're on a treadmill, you could watch a YouTube video while you run. But like if you're running outside, that would be kind of difficult. So I just think, audio is definitely trending and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. So my next one for you is, what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
Overall business advice, I would say, and this is something I kind of remind myself of every single day, and you can't always do it perfectly. Like I'm not going to sit here and say that I am always perfect at this, but it is that be consistent every day of your life. That is the thing that I'm always reminding myself of, because talent, in my opinion, like everybody has some variable nature of inherent talent, and that's great. And that'll get you to a certain point. But if you are not consistent, or if you're not working hard, and that's what I kind of equate it to, like how disciplined, how consistent, and how hard are you working every day? And if you stack those on top of each other day after day after day, I mean, the momentum that builds from that is incredible. And we're starting to feel some of that momentum, but it's taken years, like literally years of every single day of Jonathan and I being at this. And now we finally hit some momentum, and the thing that we're trying to do now is not stop. Like once we hit the momentum, you just have to keep going. And that's something that I'm constantly reminding myself of every single day, is just be consistent.
Yeah, I agree. And I always tell people too that are just starting out that like, I remember when I first just started out, like I believe it's harder when you don't have the momentum. Like once you have momentum and like you get a little taste, at least this is how it was for me. Like once I got a little taste of like success, I was like, all right, things are going in the right direction. Like I feel like I'll never let it go like die. You know what I mean? Like, but what, in the beginning, when you don't have that momentum, you're just kind of like pulling at anything you can. And like, so you have like more off days. Whereas once you have momentum, I feel like I have way less off days, just because it's a cycle. Like things are moving in the right direction already.
Yes.
Things get better. There will always be challenges, but I think things get better as you grow. Next one I have for you is, and so we'll talk about happiness. In your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
Yeah, I can jump in here and snag this one. I ultimately think like I have just gotten so much fulfillment from the work I do. And I think ultimately like work and life, there's, you know, the line's pretty much blurred at this point. Like there's not really a difference between the two, in my opinion. And so as much as you can like live your work and vice versa, and obviously like you don't want to let either of the two sort of like, you know, cannibalize your relationships, or your relationships cannibalize your work, or what have you. But like marrying those two in any capacity is the key to happiness. And you really need the relationship component of that. Cause ultimately like that is, you know, I just get so much fulfillment from like working with our team. And then just by nature of the podcast industry in general, you're just meeting a bunch of really fascinating people. And just in general, that just gives me so much energy on a day-to-day basis to then, you know, as Eric said, like consistently show up and do my best work. So I think that kind of sums it up. Mm-hmm.
And then what's the best book that you've read, and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
Eric, I know you have been on a reading tear, so I'll let you snag this one.
Yeah, I've been doing a bunch of this year. And actually, I know he can be somewhat polarizing. Some people love him, some people don't. But Grant Cardone, the book, The 10X Rule, is the best book I've read this year thus far. And the theme from it is just think bigger. And I know that's, I would say read the book to kind of get some rationale behind that, because that's a thing that a lot of people say. But most people are not thinking anywhere near what their potential are. And kind of parlaying on the last question, like, making progress towards your potential is something that is key to happiness, in my opinion. And then the other thing I took from that book is that, and this is another kind of sentence that I always have through my head, success is my duty and my obligation. So instead of success being something like I'm hoping for and like would be awesome, it's completely reversed. And it's actually my responsibility to my family, to our team, to our company, to my friends. Like, it is an obligation to be successful. And I need to work every single day to make sure I'm doing that. So that's what I took from that book. I really like that book.
Yeah, man. It is a good book. And Cardone, his offices aren't too far from where I live. He's in Aventura. So
nice.
And then last one is, what's your favorite quote and why?
I can snag this one. And this actually, it's on my literal LinkedIn. And so it's parlayed from our collective love for podcasts, and like Tim Ferriss in particular is actually that was my gateway drug into podcasting. And this quote in particular really, really had a huge, huge impact on my life and kind of led me to connecting with Eric, which is, for another time. But the quote is basically like, focus on your obsession. Because if you're not obsessed, you won't be any better than mediocre. And like, that is so, it just hits so home to me, because I was in a job that I was just grinding and not getting any sort of fulfillment from it. And I knew if I just stuck on that path, I ultimately either like would have burned out or just gotten to a point where, I would have needed to make some sort of pivot. So I'm glad I got that at an early point in my life and realized like, okay, what am I, what actually does give me energy on a day-to-day basis? And it was quite literally like the podcasts that I was listening to were, and that ended up leading for me and Eric connecting and kind of like, coming to this medium that we both had, that has had such a huge, huge impact on both of our lives. So yeah, I think that would probably be the number one quote that just hugely changed everything for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, guys, thank you both for coming on. The last one I got for you is, where can our listeners best find both you and connect with you guys online?
Yeah, thanks so much, Tyler. This was fun. Really appreciate you having us on. And yeah, if the listeners want to connect with us, the best place to do that is bemyguest.fm. And you can hit us up if you're interested in doing a podcast tour or production or just want to chat podcasting. We love, as Jonathan was saying, we love podcasting. We love the podcast industry and always down to chat with anybody.
Awesome. Thanks again for coming on, guys.
You bet. Thanks, Tyler.